Mark Walker's about to join us in a moment, but let's have a listen back to what Imperatriz did last start there at the Valley.
Imperatriz goes to the front from Johnny Rocker, Raya Me Hypothetical. Imperatriz 100 to go. Johnny Rocker bravely giving her a race, but it's the Kiwi Wonder. 10 group ones. Imperatriz from Johnny Rocker, Raya Me Bella Di Patina.
Yeah, he certainly made a race of it, Johnny Rocker, that's for sure. But she got that 10th Group 1 victory on the board. They actually flogged the rest there at the Valley in the William Reid, and she'll be looking to get Group 1 number 11 in the TJ Smith Stakes this weekend. And trainer Mark Walker joins us now on Racing Pulse. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Thanks, good.
Are you up in Sydney at the moment yourself?
Yeah, just out at inspecting yearlings, yes.
Yep. When did Imperatriz travel up?
She travels up tonight.
Yep. What's she like as a traveller generally? She spent obviously a lot of time in Victoria over the last 12 months. The last time between runs she was on the move was the Canterbury Stakes 12 months ago. What's she like being shuttled between states?
No, she's fine. She's done plenty of travelling in New Zealand as well.
There's a lot of, I guess, talk around the weather conditions that are potentially going to be going Sydney's way and the likelihood of a heavy track. Her records suggest that she is good on heavy ground. Do you think she'll be just as effective in the wet going if it does end up, say, a, you know, heavy 10 on Saturday?
Well, she got through it at home, and our track's genuinely a lot heavier than your track. So it is what it is, isn't it? Like, everyone's going to be in the same boat, but she has got good wet track form at home in New Zealand.
I guess the other question as well is the Sydney way of going. We saw her, as I said, in the Canterbury Stakes last year. She was beaten by Artorias, who produced an extraordinary run, but she certainly ran well. Is there any question marks around her going in the other direction?
No, I don't think so. She just got beaten by a horse that put in his career best run on the day, and he only just got her on the line. So, no, I don't think there's any question marks.
Do you feel like she's going as well as she possibly could ahead of what is her grand final for the autumn?
Yeah, well, this is a race we plan to have a peaking for, and we feel we've got her at the best she can be.
If she does happen to get the victory there on Saturday and even prove a few of the doubters wrong, would the Everest be on the cards later on in the year?
We'll just get through Saturday, and Dave and Karen, I'll have a chat with them. Once she gets home, she's going home to Spell on Sunday to New Zealand, and we'll sit down in May or June, and we'll work out a program then. But it's certainly all options are on the table.
All right, well, hopefully for you and the team, she's going back to New Zealand with a medal around her neck. Is Dave getting the checkbook out again there at the sales this weekend? He certainly splashed the cash at the last couple.
Yeah, no, we're doing our inspections now, and there's certainly plenty of quality here. So there'll be some very, very good racehorses come out of this sale. We can see that already.
Yeah, a couple of other horses that have gone so well for your stable recently, Sans Dupe being one of those. Gee, she was impressive up the straight last start. Where do we see her next?
Yeah, she's going to go across to Adelaide on the 27th of April. There's a Group 3 1100, and she'll race in that, and that'll be her last run for this season.
Has she surprised you a bit with, I guess, where she's come from and where she is now?
She ran in a very good race at home and ran second, called the Gold Trail Stakes, and it's normally a really good form reference race. So she's always had the ability, but just got a bit stronger and a bit more mature.
What about Quintessa and Certainly? Do we get to see them next week in Sydney as well?
Quintessa, yep. She'll come up for the AJC Oaks. And Certainly was a touch disappointing. She's better than the run she showed. So she goes to the Bendigo Guineas. She won't go to Sydney.
All right, looking forward to seeing those two in action next weekend. Final word on Imperatriz, Mark. Confident? Do you think she'll get the job done on Saturday?
Oh, group run racing in Australia, they don't give them away, and we're respectful of the opposition, but we feel we've got a going really well, so we've just got to see if we're good enough on the day.
You got a couple of handy ones, two-year-olds in the group one over there in New Zealand this weekend as well, the Manawatu Sires.
Yeah, a really good filly called Captured by Love. She's there in a couple of colts. Yeah, so No, it'd be nice if one of them could win.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for them across the weekend. Could be a big day for the stable, Mark. All the best looking at those yearlings, and good luck with the great mare there on Saturday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.